future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Monday, the 15th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $14,326, up 6% in the last 24 hours. It's had a quite a volatile weekend with highs at around 14,000. 400, kind of dropping back down to 13,400, and then kind of picking back up in the last kind of 24 hours or so to the current price it's at present. Ethereum is currently at $1,318. That's down about 1% in the last 24 hours. And it's had quite a positive weekend trading-wise. We've seen the highs of Ethereum go rocketing in the last week or so. But over the weekend itself, we saw a high of $1,389 and then kind of declined to the price it is now of $1,318. Ripple, that's currently trading at $1.82. And Ripple's doing okay at the minute. It's down about 2% in the last 24 hours. Over the weekend itself, we just saw it decline in value, really, from its highs kind of in the last couple of weeks to now. Ripple is something as a house we are not particularly we're not really excited about that. We think there's other projects that excite us a little bit more and have more of our focus than Ripple at the minute. But Ripple is a top three currency at present, so we got a report on it to keep you guys updated. NEO is currently trading $171. That's up 20% in the last 24 hours. Now, NEO's always been, as a house view, and I've been speaking about this for a while, one of our most aggressive positions, let's say. We have been building a book on this for quite a while. We've been building a position, so to speak, for quite a while. In the last 7 days, I mean, we saw the lows go from $151 all the way up to $171 region. So it's been doing incredibly well. You know, to put it into perspective, around a month ago, you could have bought NEO for $50 per NEO. So it's been doing incredibly well. It's had a really bullish rally. We're seeing lots of ICOs coming out in the NEO blockchain, which is really helping the pace of this and the way it's been picking up so quickly as well. So it's been doing a tremendous job, and it's definitely something to watch out for 2018. We personally believe that $171 for NEO is underpriced, and I believe at the end of play this year, we're going to see that price rise dramatically. The current market cap for the crypto space is $712 billion, with Bitcoin's dominance being 34% of that. With that in mind, let's get to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
South Korean cryptocurrency investors face fines for anonymous accounts. A great story giving you the inside scoop with what's really going on in South Korea. So let's get into it. South Korean Financial Authority said Sunday that cryptocurrency investors must change anonymous virtual accounts to ones attached to their identity or face penalties. The unnamed authority said that the cryptocurrency investors and traders will be allowed to convert their virtual accounts to real name accounts before the end of January. But if this is not done, they will be fined, according to Yonhap News report. The amount of the penalty has not yet been finalized, the report indicates. The news was announced as Korean banks move to phase out anonymous virtual cryptocurrency accounts, in line with the government's stated plan to calm what it perceives as an overheated cryptocurrency market. According to the Korean Times, however, Shinhan Bank said on January 12th it does not intend to introduce an identity verification service for deposits and withdrawals from virtual bank accounts, effectively ruling out the opening of new virtual accounts, even with identification. An official from Shinhan, the bank, reportedly said, "We've developed a system to introduce identifying virtual account customers in accordance with the government's efforts to curb the cryptocurrency craze. However, we've decided to scrap the service enabling the trade of digital tokens, which has become a serious social issue." Wow, quite a statement. In other news, the Korean government again appears to be attempting to calm the market after the justice minister aired a plan to ban trading at cryptocurrency exchanges, a statement that sent cryptocurrency prices sliding. The Office for Government Policy Coordination said this morning the proposed shutdown of exchanges that the Justice Minister recently mentioned is one of the measures suggested by the Justice Ministry to curb speculation. A government-wide decision will be made in the future after sufficient consultation and coordination of opinions. A great story, so hopefully you got the inside scoop there. Let's get on to the next one. Bitmain reportedly eyeing Canada for Bitcoin mining expansion. Exciting story, going through all the details that have been happening the last couple of days on the controversial story of where Bitmain are reportedly moving to. So, a few days after announcing a new branch in Switzerland, China's mining giant Bitmain Technologies is considering another expansion, this time in Canada's Quebec province. According to a report by Reuters, Bitmain is looking at potential mining sites in Quebec and has already begun discussions with lower power authorities. The new plan appears to be an addition to Bitmain's current mining facilities overseas. The company also recently announced it was expanding to Switzerland, having already registered a new branch near the European nation's crypto valley. At the time, Bitmain announced Switzerland would play a key role in its global expansion plans. So, in a response to CoinDesk, Bitmain also said its mining operations in the North American region has since 2015, but has put to other several sites as well. So they'll be looking at several sites, including North America, but they're really going to home down in Switzerland and Quebec. While there's no clear indication that the two events are related, Bitmain's new plan came at a time when China, the current hub of Bitcoin mining, with more than 70% of the network's computing power calling it home, has recently indicated it might curb tax and power benefits miners currently enjoy. As reported by CoinDesk previously, Quebec has become an attractive location for new Bitcoin mining facilities. The region has excessively cheap hydropower to offer tech companies, including Bitcoin miners. In addition, the country's colder environment is inconducive to longer lives for the ASIC machines, which companies use to mine Bitcoin. A great story. Now let's get on to the next part of the show. Bitmain reportedly eyeing Canada for Bitcoin mining expansion. Exciting story, going through all the details that have been happening the last couple of days on the controversial story of where Bitmain are reportedly moving to. So, a few days after announcing a new branch in Switzerland, China's mining giant Bitmain Technologies is considering another expansion, this time in Canada's Quebec province. According to a report by Reuters, Bitmain is looking at potential mining sites in Quebec and has already begun discussions with lower power authorities. The new plan appears to be an addition to Bitmain's current mining facilities overseas. The company also recently announced it was expanding to Switzerland, having already registered a new branch near the European nation's crypto valley. At the time, Bitmain announced Switzerland would play a key role in its global expansion plans. So, in a response to CoinDesk, Bitmain also said its mining operations in the North American region has since 2015, but has put to other several sites as well. So they'll be looking at several sites, including North America, but they're really going to home down in Switzerland and Quebec. While there's no clear indication that the two events are related, Bitmain's new plan came at a time when China, the current hub of Bitcoin mining, with more than 70% of the network's computing power calling it home, has recently indicated it might curb tax and power benefits miners currently enjoy. As reported by CoinDesk previously, Quebec has become an attractive location for new Bitcoin mining facilities. The region has excessively cheap hydropower to offer tech companies, including Bitcoin miners. In addition, the country's colder environment is inconducive to longer lives for the ASIC machines, which companies use to mine Bitcoin. A great story. Now let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Andres Antonopoulos, and you can follow him at AANTONOP. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin introduces a platform on which you can run currency as an application on a network without any central points of control. This is not money for the internet, but the internet of money. Great tweet. Follow him. He's Andres. It does so much for the space, and he goes all around the world speaking. If you haven't heard of him, check out his stuff on YouTube. But he has a really good understanding of Bitcoin and the crypto space itself. The second tweet goes to I Am Joseph Young. And you can go follow him at I Am Joseph Young. And here's the tweet. South Korean government released an official statement today, will heavily crack down on market manipulation on money laundering. 2, no cryptocurrency trading ban. Task force will come up with a better regulation structure. Great tweets. Follow them both. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Today we're looking at an ICO called ZPIN. The token symbol for this is ZPT. The hard cap for the project is $42 million. If NEO is below 100 or 420,000 NEO, if NEO is over $100, an ICO contributes only 50% of total supply. The conversion rate is around 12.5 cents for one ZPT. Maximum market cap on a fully diluted basis, $107 million, assuming current NEO price of $127, which, by the way, it's increased more so than that. Bonus structure, 30% bonus in pre-sale, then 20%, 15%, 10%, 5% every 2 days, and no bonus in the last 2 days of sale. So what is the ZPIN? The ZPIN is aiming to be a disruptive creative platform and economy. They are planning on taking the creative process that has existed and decentralizing it, which would provide the opportunity for creators to operate in a trustless system. Use cases are payments and copywriting through time logging of ideas, data on the blockchain, as well as providing crowdfunding and networking. The team is planning to release several features and dApps to facilitate their vision, including the following. Z-Crew, a fast, low-cost, trustless, distributed way to quickly find team members with the skills necessary to make a project become reality. Z-Rights, a blockchain-based copyright solution providing immutable proof that a copyright belongs to the one holding the signature. Zsure Asset Insurance, a one-stop shop for insurance for digital assets as well as legal consultation. Zcreate, a creative service matchmaking program so that people looking for design ideas or services can access such quickly and without a middleman, making the interaction essentially entirely P2P. And Ztalent, and a digital identifier on the ZPIN platform, which is to basically match real-world KYC requirements. And the last one, Zfund Crowding, which is the ZPIN Foundation or a third-party auditor, will verify project requests for crowdfunding and, if approved, it will be open to the community. Okay, so that's the situation. That's what they're doing. Let's go through the team a little bit. So the CEO, Zufi, previously of Arting365, they are the CEO of Arting365, which is doing this ICO, an existing platform for creative individuals, a showcase and network for the past 15 years, CEO of ZPIN Cultural and Creativity. So, the team have quite a lot of experience there. The CSO is Shimbu Zhu, and she's also the CEO of Arting365, previous experience rendering strategic services to Apple, Microsoft, and Samsung, and experience as Asia-Pacific head of GE Innovation. And the CEO, Glovia Gu, graduated from China Academy of Art, majoring in digital media, operated 50-plus events for brands like Coca-Cola, Adobe, Lenovo, and HP. So the team kind of brings together experience of working with big corporations, which is fantastic. So our concerns, the project does not have a finished MVP, proof of concept, so it's essentially a white paper project. And they're not going to release this, by the way, till December this year. The scope of the project is very ambitious. That includes finding suppliers, customers, employees, filing copyrights, obtaining crowdfunding and insurance. Generally, the more ambitious a project is, the more likely it is to fail because there's so many moving parts. It is unclear as well what the go-to strategy or market strategy for the project is. The team has experience in China, so it'd be obvious choice for the first target market, but there is no details in the white paper of this. Also, the NEO network is extremely hot for ICOs at the minute, and one of the catalysts we see for this maybe doing okay is because there's so much hype behind this, but this is short term, and we don't have a large projection of all these ICOs coming through the NEO blockchain of just being absolute stunners. At some point, it will kind of slow down. But anyway, that's for now. For flipping, it's good. NEO projects have performed very well recently. Therefore, even though the ICO is a white paper project and the hard cap is $53 million at a NEO price of 127, which obviously it's more than that, we believe it should still have good flipping potential. For long term, holding kind of neutral, it looks like the project targets the creative industry globally, but the team only has experience in China. So the project is also a very early stage, so there is not enough information for us to evaluate whether the product will be successful. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember to like our socials, follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Feel free to email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com or cstory@svkcrypto.com. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. And if you've got any questions or queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.